This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 on the evening edition with Kelvin, Hezro and Cam. And our first story this hour is about local tourism. So with borders closed, many of us have had to look within Malaysia to scratch that travel itch. So this hour, we want to find out what new place have you gone to or are going to in Malaysia that you wouldn't have otherwise tried if borders were open. Again, those numbers, you can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
Right then. So the tourism industry is one that's still quite hard hit from the pandemic, and the signs are obvious. Hotels closing and people losing their jobs. According to the Malaysian Hotel Association, we're set to lose at least 60% of our tourism business this year. To try and support the industry, one call the government has made was to ask Malaysians to travel locally. And while it may not be directly linked to the government's call, there are signs that domestic travel is picking up. Tourism Malaysia, in fact, is optimistic that the domestic sector could grow 30% over the next 6 months to a year.
Cam, have you been anywhere that you wouldn't have otherwise gone if you could travel internationally?
I'd like to think that I would have gone eventually, but I did recently go to Labuan, the island paradise that is Labuan. It's actually really nice. And then immediately afterwards, I went straight to Fraser's Hill, which I haven't been to for so long. And it surprised me, going to Fraser's Hill, it's 2 hours door-to-door. It's like really close. I mean, even if I could travel overseas, 2 hours would get me to the airport and nothing else. And one thing that really struck me, though, because a lot of my friends have been traveling around Malaysia, one thing that struck me is that when I do go traveling overseas, there's this pressure on to go on TripAdvisor all the time because you want to find the most authentic experience. Mm-hmm. But when, as a Malaysian, you're traveling inside Malaysia, that authenticity quest pressures off because it is what it is.
And also you're not spending that much more on transportation, right? You spend so much on flight tickets, you say, well, I have to make the best out of this. I renewed my passport for this. I did all this. So the effort has to match the result, I think.
And Cam, those places you went to, would you describe them as... I guess nature-oriented, because one thing I've observed, just from social media and stuff, is that people have been seeking out these these locations that are a bit more remote from major towns and city centers, and it looks like there's a sort of renewed appreciation for nature as people travel.
Well, certainly my trip. If you go somewhere and you get a leech, then I think you are nature bound. Up in Fraser's Hill. But following actually on from what you're saying, Hezra, I think that yes, there is a desire amongst Malaysians, regardless of COVID. The shift is anyway going in that direction, but you're not necessarily well served in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. If you go off to East Malaysia, you're going to find some wonderful places. Peninsular Malaysia, it's a little bit more limited. So although, say, for instance, Fraser's Hill has great potential for that, it's something you really have to do on your own.
Yeah, so you can, again, let us know. Have you gone to a new place that you wouldn't have thought to otherwise, or something that you brought forward because, well, where else can I go right now? You can call us 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Travel pictures are also most welcome. You can send that to us on WhatsApp or tweet that to us at BFM Radio. After this, we're going to speak with Lavinia Rajaram, APAC Head of Communications at Expedia. Stay tuned for that conversation. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:13 on the evening edition. You're with Kelvin, Hezro and Cam, and we're looking at local tourism. Specifically to sort of talk about, well, it's been a few months now since we have entered the RMCO, and because we can't travel internationally, we want to find out, where are you going locally? Are you traveling to places that you would never have thought you'd have gone to? If, let's say, international borders were open, you can keep sending your thoughts. In the meantime, though, we're now crossing over to Lavinia Rajaram, APAC Head of Communications at Expedia. Lavinia, it's great to have you on the show.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
So locals are asked to travel domestically to help revive and boost the domestic tourism scene. How has it helped the industry so far?
I think in the last 6 months, we've seen some significant shifts in the way Malaysians have adjusted to, firstly, pre-pandemic and when lockdown got lifted, and right now we're currently in a recovery mode. And so the appetite for domestic travel has always been among Malaysians, you know, with a nationalistic spirit. People have always, you know, applied that balik kampung spirit and, you know, wanting to travel back to popular destinations like Ipoh and Penang, Malacca, and to the northern regions as well. So that has remained. What we've seen an increase in the last 2 months are people starting to do more road trips than jumping on a flight. And I think this just boils down to, you know, just, you know, the fear of travel and also the fear of jumping on a flight and the processes that come along with it. I think doing a road trip seems to be a lot more easier to manage with families. So we're starting to see an increase of that. The second trend we're seeing is people booking to stay in vacation rentals. So holiday homes are popular right now, or going into destinations where you can get the whole package, right? So booking a home that has a pool site for your children or something that's closer to a nature park so you can do more activities as well.
Yeah. Now, Lavinia, you've touched on, you know, that people are still going back to their hometowns and popular spots like Ipoh and so on. But what about lesser known spots, given that people might also be wary of crowds at the moment, right? Have you noticed people opting for these types of destinations?
I wouldn't say there's a huge shift in wanting to go discover the hidden gems. What we're seeing is that our hotel industry partners are starting to promote weekday experiences. So there are more cost-effective package to come and stay during the week rather than weekends. And I think Malaysians being very cost-conscious, they also see the value in that. But this is also a great way to avoid the crowd. So doing a weekday stay versus a weekend staycation or venturing out during the weekday is now becoming a little bit more popular. So not so much into the hidden gems, but we're starting to see a lot more of the hotel industry partners really step up in the health and safety category and starting to promote some of the measures that they have put in place to build some trust with travelers today and invite them into their vicinity to stay safely.
Well, you've mentioned hotels. That's obviously a vitally important place. And when you're earning ringgit and paying in ringgit, have hotel prices been reduced? Have hotels gotten on board with their Malaysian clients?
They have. And we've also observed a massive impact there. And I think, you know, partners like Expedia has also stepped in to look at how can we add more value to our customers and bring in more partners. So we're looking at bringing in like credit card partners to bring down the cost and add more values for customers. So if you're booking a trip with us, you're not just getting the hotel, you're getting the whole package. So we're looking at how do we incentivize that with free breakfast or free lunch or other activities that you can do with your children or activities in the resort, hotel, or in the area that you have booked in. The other thing we're also doing is in ensuring that, you know, the safety measure still continues to be top of mind for a lot of our consumers. So we want to ensure that when you book, you get all of that in place. And the third element that customers are looking for today is the flexibility to cancel. So in the event up to 24 hours, you want to change of mind, change of plans, or you want to travel and get your, you know, full refund back, that is something we're encouraging travelers to look out for when you book. Look for flexible options or flexibility in cancellation and full refund. And more hotels are starting to adapt that because they know that customers are still not feeling, you know, 100% confident in wanting to travel. So flexibility is starting to become one of the key themes and you know, key trends that we're seeing in the way people book. So price adjustments has certainly happened to invite and to promote people to come into destinations. But as a result of that, you know, we're also seeing more people come out and venture. So that will start to recover over time, and recovery is happening quite quickly for the Malaysian tourism industry today.
Right. But just zoning in on that price reduction, though, how has it affected hotels, and how long does it take then for them to see a profit?
I would say that this is we're starting on a long journey of recovery, and there are a few steps that hotels had to adapt to reopen for travelers to come and stay with them. Right now, I think they've had to reduce capacity of their guests as well. So you can't take 100% occupancy. You had to reduce that because of the space, and we want to allow for some of the safe measures to be put in place. So hotels have to adapt that. And it's the only option for them to reopen to ensure that all these safe measures are in place. But as part of that, they are currently also putting together packages. So the packages help them recover over time. And I think as a customer, I don't just want my hotel room. I want it to come with the added incentives that come with it. So hotels are starting to adjust that. But I think over time, this is going to be a long recovery. We're looking at 6 to 9 months, or maybe in 2021, the market will soon start to rebound. But there's a massive adjustment. One of the programs that Expedia has recently launched, because of the hospitality industry has taken a big hit, we've looked at two key areas. One is, how do we upskill existing resources in the hospitality industry? So we've introduced a skills program to allow them to get reskilled and get placed into jobs again. So we're helping in that category. But also at the same time, we're working with partners to boost the tourism industry, so boosting tourism spend, because these are Malaysians. We can't bring in international tourist arrivals at this stage. So there's only so much that Malaysians can spend. So we want to ensure that, you know, whatever we sell or however we do it, it's at a very cost-reductive, pricing. And then over time, that will recover when we look at peak and non-peak season as well.
Right. And let's zoom in on these packages, right, these experiences. And I think that really speaks to how, in the long term, perhaps people will look for these, experiences, these curated moments. What do they typically consist of? You know, what are people looking to enjoy right now when you talk about activities and so on?
Okay, so beach destinations now have become super popular. I think the East Coast, before the monsoon season kicks in, everyone's going out and getting their beach holidays in. Everyone's had a little bit of, they've had the urge to want to travel. And I think the beach destination became the number one spot for everyone to travel to. We've seen people go up down to the East Coast area, and people go down to Johor to some of the diving spots became super, super popular. Going out and doing their boating trips, doing their diving trips, doing their scuba diving, and anything that's family friendly has remained, we've seen an increase and also remain popular. We're also seeing a lot of people do, going out and visiting their friends and relatives, so the road trips, and also like couples. Couples without children, in the solo category as well. So we're seeing some, increase in solo bookings. And so this is not something that we've observed in the past. Maybe people just want to detach from their family, having been in lockdown for so long. So solo staycations have become a little bit popular among Malaysians, but in within the city areas, the solo staycations within the Kuala Lumpur destination, also in Penang, and we're seeing some bookings rise in Johor.
So those are the areas that Malaysians are enjoying right now. But what about the aspects of the tourism industry that foreigners have used exclusively, or that Malaysians are not finding terribly interesting? Are there any areas that have really suffered?
Not so. And I think this is the beauty about Malaysia. There's always something for everyone, whether you're Malaysian or you're a foreigner. We've loved our food, and we continue to love our food. We love our beach destinations. I think some of these destinations have not been really explored and appreciated by Malaysians, so we're seeing more of them booked to stay in some of these resorts. And also, it's great to see the hotel industry really step up and play their part in sprucing their location, really doing it up and making it look more inviting for Malaysians to come and experience it. But overall, I think our data is showing a few things. Number one, 9 in 10 of our bookings and searches that we see on our platform, the decision that travelers are making is really based on health and hygiene protocols within a destination. So as long as the destination is demonstrating that, people are feeling more safe to travel into these spots. So 9 in 10 is showing that. And then the second category is 86% of our Malaysian customers are showing that high interest in doing activities and experiences as they start to open. So the beach destination is seeing popularity, and as well as, theme parks. So we've seen the theme parks and the nature parks see an increase in travel to those spots. And I think, and then road trips, people are traveling by car and lesser by plane. And also, a lot of them are doing shorter trips because I think they don't want to plan ahead. So they're doing the last minute shorter trips, but also traveling by car instead of getting onto a plane. We don't see a massive impact. I think the tourism spend will take a while to recover. So people are going out. They're not spending so much as we would expect. That typically comes from international tourists who would come to Malaysia and spend a lot more, which is why our hotel industry has had to make a massive price adjustments to ensure it accommodates the Malaysian category of spenders.
Now, where do you see untapped potential in terms of our tourism and travel offerings for locals, and how would you like to see state governments and private businesses develop these areas?
I think, to accommodate to the domestic sector, and we're looking at Malaysians who are highly impacted by the pandemic. We've had huge financial turnovers. People are losing their jobs. So we need to keep that in mind as we think about tourism recovery. So the number one call that we're making to our hotel partners is really think about the price points of your audience. We're selling to Malaysian customers. Some of them are, super price conscious. So think about that as we look at price adjustments. And that is already happening and we'll continue to see that. The second is really being sensitive, to the category of travelers. So we know that Malaysian travelers love traveling with their family. What can you do to accommodate that to ensure that they come to your vicinity and they have a safe and secure environment in the current climate, right? We don't want to encourage large groups, but we want to ensure that you come and you travel safely. So these are the two things that are super top of mind today. And I think there's a lot of work that's being done with the Malaysian government to ensure that over time, we can also start testing leisure green lanes. So right now, borders are only open for business essential travels. And hopefully we'll start to see leisure green lanes happen over time. That conversation is happening and the Malaysian government has been doing a phenomenal job in really ensuring protocols are met. But this will happen probably in the next 3 to 6 months. Things will start to shift quickly.
And recently we've seen the number of cases sort of spike. Do you foresee that having an impact on the number of bookings in the near future?
I wish I had a crystal ball on that. We're going to definitely see the numbers fluctuate up and down as people return, new cases come in, the import cases come in as well. I think, we as Malaysians and I think as citizens, we just need to be responsible and follow the protocols of the government. We continue to emphasize that as travelers, book and stay, that messaging is, in all our platforms. And when we send booking confirmations, there's a whole checklist that we send our customers so that they follow. That needs to be, that mindset needs to be adapted, and only then progress can happen. So hopefully we'll start to see a shift. Numbers will start to go up and go down over time. I don't think this pandemic is going away so soon, but we'll just have to adjust accordingly. And our role is really to provide a safe and secure place for people to travel and experience the world.
So you've been watching Malaysians now having to, enjoying their own country. And do you think, is your instinct telling you that if and when we are released from this COVID-19 lockdown, do you think Malaysians will continue doing this, or do you see them just disappearing off to other countries again?
You'll probably see a mix of that happen. You have a certain, you know, percentage of our travelers still feeling a little, you know, unsafe to get onto that long-haul flight, and people will want to do the shorter destinations. So you'll see people traveling to Thailand or coming to Singapore or traveling to the Asian countries and maybe avoiding long-haul travel for within the short term. And as processes are put in place, protocols put in place, you know, proper testing and smoother testing options are provided for travelers, then that trust will build over time and I think people will start to go. But we're starting to see some search trends come in. So people are searching for international destinations. So you can tell there's interest. People are searching for destinations. I think the furthest we've seen is Europe. And we've seen, Australia continues to be popular among Malaysians. That's the furthest we've seen people explore for search patterns. But the ASEAN countries, the neighboring countries, are popular for the year-end holidays. So if changes happen, we foresee the ASEAN countries being the first ones that people choose to go. But domestic, I think, will continue to remain for a while.
Lavinia, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
That was Lavinia Rajaram, APAC Head of Communication at Expedia, talking to us about the local tourism trends. You can let us know where you've traveled to this year. Locally, we'd love to know some of the best spots you've been to. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We have the 5:30 news coming up. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.